A former Illinois attorney general is the latest Democrat to announce plans to challenge Congressman Rodney Davis in next year's election. Eric Jones is from Edwardsville and is now working in private practice as an attorney. Earlier in his career, he worked in Washington, D.C. as a congressional investigator. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to Jones about why he's making his first run at elected office.
You know, I'm running for Congress because I'm from a small town in southern Illinois. That has faced really tough economic challenges over the last couple decades. And, you know, what I've seen is I've seen Congressman Rodney Davis and other politicians giving lip service to the issues we're facing, but I've not seen them do anything about the problems that we're actually dealing with. And I think that Illinois needs to be sending bulldogs, not backslappers, to Congress to confront our challenges. And I think we've grown too comfortable with low expectations from our leaders, and I think it's time we raise the bar. And that means we've got to start sending different people to Washington. And so, you know, I'm running for Congress because I believe our best days can still be ahead of us, but we just have to stand up and fight for them. And when it comes to speaking up for underdogs and fighting for everyday people, I'll put my record up against anyone. So that's what I've been doing my whole career. You know, as an assistant attorney general, I took on big banks that were preying upon Illinois workers. I investigated the government itself when it was sending toxic trailers down to victims of Hurricane Katrina. And so my career has been dedicated to fighting for people, and I think that's what we need in Washington right now.
So obviously you've worked in public service previously, but would this be your first run at elected office?
Yes, it is. I've never run for office before, and I'm doing it now because I just think it's a really important time for people who haven't been part of the process to stand up and say, you know, enough. We need people who are willing to go to Washington to actually fight for people on a day-to-day basis.
So earlier in your career, you worked as an investigative counsel for the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Oversight, and later you served as the chief investigative counsel for the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce. What did you learn from those experiences about how Congress works that you think you'd apply if you were to be elected?
That's a great question. So I ran investigations where I either investigated the government or the private sector when it was, you know, when there were abusive practices happening, or they weren't looking out for people on the government side, and people were getting hurt. And the investigations I ran, I'll give you a couple examples because I think it helps explain sort of what I learned. You know, I already mentioned that, you know, when I was an investigative counsel in the House, I was hearing from concerns of people on the Gulf Coast, and that's sort of how it works. You hear concerns from people, and then you can do something about it with these positions. And so I was hearing concerns from people on the Gulf Coast that these trailers that they were living in following Hurricane Katrina were making them sick. And so we opened up an investigation. We ended up having to subpoena FEMA because they weren't willing to cooperate. And we found out that FEMA knew that there were high levels of formaldehyde in these trailers, and that these trailers were making people sick. And so we used the power of the committee to put out a report to show that there was a problem, and we actually got the problem solved. FEMA was forced to start getting people out of the trailers. It was, we ended up eventually over time, because of these issues, a law was passed to make sure that these high levels of formaldehyde were not allowed in the kind of particle board that was being put in trailers. And what I've learned through that process, and for me that was a really seminal moment in my life doing this work, because I realized, you know what, our government is gonna fail us from time to time, just like all institutions. And you got to have people who are willing to ask tough questions, and you've got to be willing to fight for it. And if you're doing that, you can actually make a difference and do something about it. And so, you know, that's what I've learned there. And I took those lessons over when I became a chief investigative counsel of the Senate, and we went after a couple different scams that were affecting millions and millions of people and had billions of dollars in unauthorized charges on their credit cards, and used the same concept, to go after some practices that were bad. And what I'll say is, you know, there are special interests in Washington, and they are hard to fight up against. But if you have people who are willing to do it and who know what they're doing, you can actually make a difference. I've seen that in my career, and I also have similar stories from my time as an Illinois Assistant Attorney General. So I guess what I'd say is I think there's opportunities there that we can still – I'm actually positive about our future. Because I've seen it, we can actually make change in this country if you're willing to fight for it.
Well, let's get into the news today a little bit. Obviously, healthcare is kind of the topic du jour. If you were representing the 13th Congressional District today instead of Rodney Davis, how would you have voted on the House version of the healthcare bill, and what would you be advocating for today?
Well, I would have voted no, very simply. And I would have done that because the bill that's being pushed forward right now, I need to be very clear about this. It is going to take us in the precise opposite direction of where we need to be headed right now in healthcare, because it's going to leave more poor people uninsured. And for those people who are insured, it's going to drive up costs. And then especially for a district like the 13th, where there's, you know, there are a lot of rural people in rural areas in this part of Illinois, it's going to hurt rural hospitals. And so I would have been an emphatic no. I think there are steps we need to be taking and can take. And I think what's guiding me are some fundamental principles. And so any decision I would make as a congressman would be based upon these principles, which is people should be able to get health insurance that's affordable, that they're not being, you know, that the costs aren't going to be too high on their premiums. And then if they get sick, you're not going to go bankrupt getting the health care that you need. Those are the basic principles. And so any piece of legislation, I think, should make sure that it's working towards achieving that. And what this bill is doing is the exact opposite. So I would certainly not be in favor of it.
So there's concerns about kind of the hyper-partisan, polarized political climate in this country. But Congressman Rodney Davis has touted his own ability to kind of cross that aisle, even noting that he landed in a top 25 recent ranking from the Lugar Center at Georgetown of the most bipartisan members of the House based on some of his legislative activity. So how would you grade Congressman Davis's performance since being elected back in 2012?
Well, you know, what I'll say is if you look at some of the important issues that are really going to be affecting people in the district, I haven't seen Congressman Davis on the right spot in those. And I can't tell you, you know, I think there are a lot of different ways to introduce bills that might not be going anywhere or do different things to sort of get a bipartisan ranking. But when it comes down to some of the important things we're looking at right now, I haven't seen him on the side of the people. You know, I've seen, like, when it came to the healthcare bill, you know, I've seen a rollback of privacy protections for consumers. I've seen there's been an effort to, you know, people dealing with student loans. I have a lot of student loans myself still, even though I'm almost 40. And there are people who are younger who are dealing with it even tougher. They've rolled back protections on those, and I haven't seen Congressman Davis take a stand on that. And so, you know, I think when it comes to we got to focus on what the important issues are, and when the important issues are making sure, you know, people have the health care that they need, that they're getting the opportunities they need, and getting the education they need without drowning in debt. I haven't seen him there on those issues.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Eric Jones, a Democrat who announced this week that he's running for the 13th Congressional District that's currently held by Republican Rodney Davis. So that 13th Congressional District is sprawling. It includes parts or all of 14 counties, stretching all the way south to Edwardsville, where you live, but also the southwest parts here in Bloomington-Normal. Now, some of those areas are pretty rural, Republican-leaning areas. So how could a Democrat like you win in a district like this?
Well, a couple things. You know, I think what people are looking for right now, I think people are just tired of the system not working for them. And that's not about being Republican or about being a Democrat. I think a lot of people are frustrated with where we're at in our government right now and who our politicians are answering to. And I think what the people want to see are individuals who are going to Congress to be bulldogs for them and not a bunch of backslappers. That's what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm hearing when I'm talking to people across the district. And I'm from a rural community myself, where I was born and raised. And people just want a fair shake. It's not about being Democrat or Republican. They just want a fair shake. And I think if someone's out there with a message of, look, let's go fight for the people on a regular basis, and that means, you know, standing up to big banks or standing up to a government that's not working and holding powerful interests accountable, that's what I think, that's the message that I think is important, and I think that's what people are looking for. So, you know, when I've been talking to people, they're not as much worried about whether or not you're Democrat or Republican. They want to know if you're going to go fight for them.
This is going to be a costly campaign. We presume it'll attract a lot of money from the National Republican Congressional Committee as well as the Democratic side. How much money do you think it's going to take to mount a viable challenge to Congressman Davis, and how will you do that?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And you know, there's fundraising as part of it, and I feel like we have the team in place to, and I'm going to be able to fundraise to put together a competitive campaign. You know, but I will say, and this is something I'll be talking about a lot out there, but you know, our money in politics is a problem. We have money in politics that's affecting the way you know, things are going, and I think the perception of Washington is that it's just, you know, there's too much money there, and so I think that's something I'll be running on and talking about. It's a challenge. It's it's a real problem, and I think that's something we need to be working on.
So there are a lot of Democrats in the field already, at least four who've announced plans to run. That field shrunk a little bit this past week, but why do you think that you're the best candidate among them to potentially unseat Republican Rodney Davis next November?
Well, I'll put my record up against anyone's when it comes to standing up for underdogs and you know, being a fighter for everyday people. As an assistant attorney general, I took on big banks that were forcing Illinois workers to swallow these ridiculous fees for just accessing their pay. And so we took on that fight. And now Illinois has some of the toughest laws in the country to protect Illinois, you know, to protect workers. I've been in this fight to protect people and to work on behalf of people my whole life, and it's what I'm passionate about. And so, you know, I'm very comfortable with why I'm running. And, you know, I think I'd put my record up against anyone's when it comes to fighting for everyday people.
Well, Eric, anything else you want to add here to kind of close out an interview that you think our listeners should know about you?
Oh, well, just thanks for giving me the opportunity to be on, and I look forward to meeting people. I'm going to be around the district, spending a lot of time in all the counties of the district, and I've already met a lot of great people, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there and spreading the message. And I'll just say that I want to end on a message of hope, because I actually believe that our best days can be ahead of us. I really do. We just have to go out there and fight for them, and we've just got to send the right people to Washington to do it.
All right, that's Eric Jones, a Democrat who announced this week that he plans to run for the 13th Congressional District. It's currently held by Republican Rodney Davis. I'm Ryan Denham.
There are at least four other Democrats who say they'll be running in the March primary as well. They are Democratic fundraiser Betty Dirksen-Londrigan of Springfield, Dr. David Gill of Bloomington, teacher Benjamin Webb of Normal, and University of Illinois professor Jonathan Ebel. You're listening to Sound Ideas.